The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's time for Influence. We're talking with the chairman of the Singapore Media Festival, which is happening right now. The festival started yesterday. It runs till December the 9th. Joining me to talk about the media landscape today, its projected growth and direction, is Robert Gilby. He's chairman of the Singapore Media Festival Advisory Board. Thanks to Crazy Rich Asians, well, Asian films have gained massive traction. Some say, you know, never peaking as much as since Crazy Rich Asians hit the scene. The film's overseas sales peaked at $84 million during its opening week in Asia. More than just Crazy Rich Asians, though, we see local Singapore filmmakers like Yeo Siew Hua making waves in International Film Festival. Mr. Yeo's A-Land Imagine recently won the prestigious Golden Leopard Award at the Locarno Film Festival. It also clinched the top award at Egypt's Al Kuna Film Festival. So how is the Asian media industry growing? Is Asian content really coming to the fore? What seems to be grabbing international attention? Let's put those questions to Robert Gilby. Welcome to Influence.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me, when it comes to Crazy Rich Asians, in your opinion, how has that movie really helped boost the Asian media industry as a whole?
Well, I think Crazy Rich Asians is just a symbol of what's been sort of bubbling away for the last couple of years in growth in a number of things that are driving the role of Asian talent and Asian storytellers and Asian content on the global scene. The first is that there's huge investment going into the industry because economic spending power is growing in our region and more people are consuming leisure and entertainment. And for the first time ever, people have had access to great content on mobile and streaming devices. So they didn't have that much access to much choice before. So it meant that all the emerging budding talent, those screenwriters, the producers and directors, and the on-screen talent now have a platform to be able to practice their art. And so Crazy Rich Asians is a bit symbolic of a global show that broke out and more recognition of Asian talent on air. We're seeing that also on broadcast shows in the US as well. Daniel Dae Kim on Lost and Hawaii Five-0. Priyanka Chopra on Quantico. There's a number of examples now where Asian talent on screen in global shows are actually getting lead roles and not just symbolic roles. But that's happening the other way around. We're seeing global players like Netflix and Amazon investing in shows in the region. So Netflix just commissioned 17 new shows in Asia, including anime and drama. They've got a signature show in India called Sacred Games. And they even commissioned a show from a Singaporean producer, Sandy Tan, a show called Shirkers. So we're starting to see global consumption of our Asian content, which is really exciting. So it's so much more than Crazy Rich Asians.
Right. What's Shirkers about? That sounds fascinating. Do you know?
Well, it's a very interesting show, but I you know what? I'm not going to do Netflix's work for them. You go onto the platform. It's on there.
You can watch it. The title is just compelling in itself. Shirkers. Okay, well, we'll come back to that in just a bit. What do you think is the one thing that really is unique to Asian content that sets it apart from the rest of the world? We know Asian is such an umbrella term for such diversity, right? Mm.
You just answered the question as well.
Mm.
So diversity actually is the real key. I think, you know, people think that there is one Asia, which there is not. You know, when you come to creativity, there are so many different countries here which are very rich in culture, rich in heritage, rich in tradition, and therefore rich in stories. And so what we're finding is that, you know, there are various layers. You can go deeper into each of the content, whether it's in India, in Thailand, in Philippines. So it's not all Asia in one context. It's actually trying to find what are those individual stories that we find from each of the other markets.
Mm.
The other thing is that it's a relatively younger industry in many of the markets in terms of its maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're finding is there are a lot of new producers, new talent, bringing new ideas, new innovative ideas. And when we look at some of the platforms that they're using, they're also pushing the boundaries. So we see the Chinese video streaming services, you know, enabling a whole generation of producers that would have found it maybe hard to break into traditional broadcast or traditional media platforms.
Sure. Which Asian country do you think is really making strides in filmmaking?
Well, I think India's had a robust film industry for a really, really long time. And so, you know, 95% of the box office in India is on Indian films. But some of those are starting to travel more. We saw Indian films being successful in China, like a film called Dangal. And if you also look at the Chinese films, some of those are not just succeeding in China, but starting to travel around the region. We always saw that with Hong Kong films and Taiwanese films. So I think what we're seeing is that there are more films traveling across the Asian markets, But also we think that maybe global platforms like Netflix and Amazon will start providing an insight to European and Western markets that maybe hadn't tried some of those films, you know, tried to experience them before. So Singapore has done very, very well. You know, for our size, we had a much smaller pool of filmmakers, but they're really starting to punch through on the film festival circuit. And that's why the Singapore International Film Festival is a great platform to showcasing some of not just Singapore filmmakers, but Asian filmmakers. And if you haven't actually gone to sgiff.com mm-hmm. to look at all of the films that are exhibiting, more than 100 films are being shown over the next 10 days. So there's still a chance to go and experience that as the public and get an insight into films you might not have otherwise seen if you're just looking at normal commercial releases.
Great to know. So the Singapore Media Festival has been around for the last 5 years. How has the Asia media industry grown through the festival?
So we've seen growth in a number of areas. So first is the Asian Television Forum used to be a showcase for television shows made in the region, more of a showcase. But we've seen increasing number of transactions over the last 5 years. There's now more than $1 billion worth of deals have been concluded at the Asian Television Forum. Mm. You know, and last year we had more than 14,000 participants from across more than 50 countries. So it's become a real transactional market. And Across this time, there's more Asian content being picked up by global services. The technology has changed massively in that time period. So 5 years ago, when we were talking about television, we might have been talking about traditional broadcasters, free-to-air or a cable channel. Now we're talking about streaming services, not just global players like Netflix and Amazon, but local players like iFlix and Hook and Vue. And so there's a lot more, you know, consumption across the TV landscape.
So tell us about this year's festival, which will run till December 9th. What are some of the programs and activities that our listeners can expect?
Well, there are a couple of ways you can enjoy the festival. Mm. If you're a member of the public, you can enjoy it. I mean, if you're a fan of the on-screen talent, you can actually go to the red carpet events. There was a red carpet event last night. The Capitol Theatre is the place to be. So on the 6th, 7th, and 8th, there are award shows on each of those nights. And if you're a member of the public, you can go along to watch the talent arriving on the red carpet. The 6th and 7th are the TV awards, and the 8th is the Silver Screen Awards for the film festival. Also, we see, I mentioned before, all the films that have been exhibited. SGIFF.com, you can see those films. There's also a documentary on the behind the scenes of the Singapore film industry, a documentary called Singapore Cinema, Between Takes. So that features people like Eric Koo, Bu Jun Fong, Kirsten Tan. Gives you a bit more of this journey of Singapore filmmakers, and that premieres this weekend. If you're actually an industry participant, then there's the marketplace if you're buying and selling shows. There's the film festival to be able to exhibit. But there's also a number of masterclasses that are supporting the development of talent. So the Singapore Film Festival has masterclasses for young emerging filmmakers. Asian Television Forum has pitch programs where you pitch for Chinese productions, you can pitch for animation shows, and you win sort of financial support and mentoring support for some of the shows. And then we also have another part of the festival called SMF Ignite. Mm. This is where we look at the application of new technologies to media. Mm. Two streams to that. This year we're looking at the use of AI and big data in content creation, content development. And we're also having a session where we look at online video creators. So there's a guy called Naz Daily, you may have heard of.
Oh, yes.
So
the blogger.
He's coming down and he's going to provide some masterclass and coaching for budding online video talent to, you know, how to tell their stories, how to get it out there, how to promote it. And so there are various streams you can participate, whether you're in the industry, want to be in the industry, or you're just a member of the public
tremendous,
you want to enjoy
tremendous.
It.
Sounds like great fun. So you were part of Disney for a number of years, yep. And we know that companies like Disney and Netflix are establishing their presence in Asia by setting up shop here in Singapore. Mm-hmm. Robert, what is Singapore an increasingly attractive location for international firms looking to leverage on Asian content?
Yes. I mean, Singapore is uniquely placed in many ways. Firstly, location, geographic location, it's great. It's really at the heart of many Asian countries and cultures if you want to connect them. Diverse population, which means there's insights into many different cultures from across the region. Incredible infrastructure. The digital infrastructure, the technology adoption in Singapore, you know, is much further ahead than a lot of other markets. So that's a really good strength. The government has been very proactive about industry development as well. So the Economic Development Board, EDB, has attracted global HQs of not just traditional media companies like Disney, HBO, and Discovery, but also the new technology companies. So YouTube and Google, Facebook, Netflix, all of their APAC headquarters are based here in Singapore, and games companies too. So as well as transition from traditional media to digital media, we're seeing convergence across those companies. So you have games companies, broadcast companies, film companies, and they're all talking more together using the technology. So what that means is we have a talent pool of global talent and opportunities for local talent to practice their craft. So yeah, Singapore is very well placed to connect, you know, with the rest of the region.
Robert, how do you think Asian filmmakers and content producers can gain more international exposure? It's always been the $1,000 question.
There's no guaranteed formula, but there are a couple of things that have been quite successful for people in the past. One of them is to use, like for example, film festivals to get a chance, really proactively push to participate in film festivals. If you're fortunate enough to be selected, that really puts you in the spotlight amongst the global peer set. So that film festivals are a very useful route for the filmmakers. The digital video platforms have provided an opportunity to showcase or even distribute and connect with people globally that you might otherwise have found really challenging in the past. So whether that is a YouTube or the Chinese streaming services, you can reach many more audiences. So that's starting to give a global platform for local talent. And I guess the other part is just to think about how you tell use universal themes that appeal across borders and across cultures. You can set them in any context. So a great story can be set in any country with any on-screen talent and behind-screen talent. There's no rules that it has to be from any one country. But if you pick those universal themes, then it really can travel.
What do you see as the way forward for the Asian media industry?
Well, I think, firstly, I'm extremely optimistic about the potential. This is our time. You know, Asia is now, you know, in terms of the media and creative industries. The technology platforms already have a great presence, but they're just expanding very, very rapidly. You know, Chinese video platforms will be entering into the Southeast Asian market. We have just ever expansion of the platform. There's extra investment into content and creativity, which is great. Look at the billions of dollars that Netflix is spending, Amazon spending, Apple spending. You know, we're at the start of that golden age of television, as they say. And, you know, we're seeing that across all content types, games, music, audio. You know, we're finding recurrence of, you know, creativity across the platforms. But I think as Asia spending grows, we're seeing more investment in Asian stories and Asian talent. People want to see their stories and themselves reflected in those stories. And so because there's so much more investment and so much more platform for it, we're seeing quality levels grow and the people be more ambitious and bolder in the stories that they're telling. So I'm very optimistic.
He's Robert Gilby, chairman of the Singapore Media Festival Advisory Board. This has been Influence. I'm Michelle Martin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.